My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, hi, Mark.
On third down and six, here they come. Borden's coming. Levis gets wrapped up, flings it ahead. It's picked off. Tyreek Stevenson will give the Bears the lead on another defensive play. And it was the former Titan DeMarcus Walker who got to the quarterback, wrapped Levis up, and Stevenson housed it for the first Bears lead of the game.
Well, it's all that pressure that gave DeMarcus Walker a chance on the edge. And Levis just falls right into his lap right there. You cannot make a bad play worse.
Somehow, some way, the Bears win. They did. Somehow, some way. Bears 24, Tennessee 17. As a matter of fact, it's a way too familiar of a formula for the Bears winning, which I will get to. Highlights courtesy of Fox Sports and Adam Amin calling the game. And then Adam Amin comes downstairs where the flood of media, including yours truly, are waiting to get into the locker room. And Adam Amin comes out, he always comes and says hi to everybody because, you know, he's local. And fist pumping and hugging, and you know, his words were, hey, it was an exciting game to call. And I think he understood that none of us saw what we really wanted to see. We didn't get what we really signed up for. I was going to say paid for. That's why I was repeating words there. I don't pay to go to Bears games. But we all know what we wanted to see. And we're going to get to that here as well. This is a Mark Grody show. It's not the Mark Grody show, but it is a Mark Grody show. Or I like to call it the Take the North postgame show. So that's what we are. I, Mark Grody, get to be here with you up until 8:30 tonight. That is the start of Cubs baseball, the Cubs and the Dodgers. Kyle Hendricks against one Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler. And, yeah, hey, you know what? The Cubs are 5 back in the wild card. Kyle Hendricks, man, all right, no more sweating this stuff where he's going to get cut or whatever. Yeah, have fun out there tonight, Kyle. Walker Buehler, who quite the story. In two starts since Well, he basically didn't play baseball for 2 years because of two Tommy John surgeries, and he's made two starts since then, and they've not gone very well. So it ought to be interesting. Two guys with ERAs near six, Cubs at the Dodgers, but you know who on the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, who has just been massive as well. All right, I was not planning on going down any kind of baseball wormhole here today. Trey Wingo will join me at 7:25 to talk about the Bears, and we'll expand a little bit on the NFL as well. Hey, yesterday was great if you're into the 2018 Bears. Yesterday felt like specifically 2018, where the defense, basically defense and then special teams, do the damage in the game, bailing out bad offense. That was always the story. I mean, that was my first year covering the Bears on a full-time basis. And I remember every press conference was, you know, what the defense did, you know, what Eddie Jackson did, what Kyle Fuller did, what Akeem Hicks did, what Khalil Mack did. That was always the story. And then the concerns of, okay, what about Mitch Trubisky? What about the offense? What about the running game? I mean, it was always like, where is the rest of it? Where's the rest of it? And that was the formula in 2018. So what? Is Tyreek Stevenson, Prince Amukamara? Jalen's got to be Kyle Fuller. Am I doing this right now? Is TJ Edwards probably a better comp for Roquan Smith at this point? I mean, I know it's actually Tremaine Edmonds, but Daryl Taylor or Khalil Mack? Or Montez Sweat. How about Sweat versus Khalil Mack? So, yeah, DJ Moore is Allen Robinson. And, like, I'm, like, going through this as well. You can go back and forth on which players are better. But I didn't really see a better player from this year until I saw DJ Moore over Allen Robinson. But, yeah, and Caleb Williams is Caleb Williams. It was a very 2018 Bears game. That was my initial thoughts on it. Also, if you have been listening to me at all, shows that I may have hosted or some of the Bears hits that I do on the regular shows throughout the day, in the last this week, anybody that's asked me, I said that the Caleb Williams would have a rough first start. That it's going, I think I used the word sloppy a lot. Said the Bears are going to be sloppy in this first game. That was what I was thinking. Not based on what we've seen out of Caleb Williams, but based on what he hasn't seen yet in his life. And that is a real defense, really wanting to do real damage to you at full speed for four straight quarters. And you know, going into the week, I was like, this is going to be an adjustment. Yes, guess what? Caleb Williams will have to catch up to the speed of the game, I thought. Now, I did not know that it was going to be as bad as it was. I mean, it was pretty bad. Caleb Williams, 14 of 29 for 93 yards, zero touchdowns, zero picks, 55.7 was the rating. But I guess, and here's the main thesis statement here, too, about all of this, about Caleb Williams, about the offense. I still think Caleb Williams is going to be really good. Nothing has been dented. I feel very comfortable because I thought that I saw this game coming. I thought I saw a struggle coming. I mean, just for the entire offense. And there were some things that you can point to that also were bad. Not just Caleb, but offensive line had a rough day. The tight ends had a rough day in that they were not part of what was going on in the game. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. This version of the Bears has to be more offense. And we say that about just about every single Bears team. If you're a Bears fan and you've been a Bears fan a decade or more, you know, and you know the history of the Bears, you know, it's pretty awesome having great defenses. It's cool. Like, Chicago is one of the cities in the NFL that has made defense cool. And, you know, we stand by it. And it's part of the identity of the Chicago Bears. And there's been many eras in Chicago Bears history where the defense was awesome. And it's gotten them play. They won a Super Bowl in 1985 because of defense. That's it, though. That's where the cutoff comes. And even in the Super Bowl year in 2006, that was a, if you had a better offense, a more NFL-ready offense, and I know they weren't atrocious, then you've got a chance at winning a Super Bowl. But it's just not the way the Bears have been built through the year. So while the defense is fun and it's cool and it is necessary. The formula for winning playoff games and winning the Super Bowl is not through skimping on the offense. So we have seen this before. It is one game. I still think that, like, not even close to wavering, Caleb Williams is going to be terrific. I feel like I want to say even go higher with it, but I've been kind of muting myself a little bit because I'm so much around it that I have to check myself sometimes. But dude is going to be really good. Bad game, though, yesterday. While I'm at it, too, talking about the defense, and while I need the offense to become real, let's give a lot of credit to what they did yesterday, and specifically DeMarcus Walker, from whom you will hear a little bit later on, had some questions for him and some really good answers. That the game that he had was, like, I think he had the best day of anybody on the Bears defense. He had the pressure that enabled Tyreek Stevenson to come up with that pick six. I'm laughing because really Will Levis enabled that whole thing, but DeMarcus Walker's part is crucial because he's the one that dizzied Will Levis into thinking he could safely throw the ball away, which was a joke. He had the pressure, did DeMarcus Walker, on Jalen Johnson on the interception that he made, where it looked like Jalen Johnson was beat, and then he does his own little curl route and gets back and ends up picking the ball off. He also, DeMarcus Walker, blew up an early third down play in the game, which I also asked DeMarcus Walker about. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But the dude just had a really good game. And, you know, he's the guy that I have sort of circled in the preseason when, okay, one of the best questions that we ask during the preseason and OTAs and really since the end of last season is, all right, who's the other pass rusher opposite of Montez Sweat? You know, I don't know if it's going to be DeMarcus Walker, but he impacted the game heavily. Darryl Taylor. Could it be Darryl Taylor? What a game he had. Two sacks, and including a strip sack. He looked good. I was listening to Anthony Heron talk about him earlier, and he was just doing unbelievable. Like he does, Big Ant putting on a clinic on the Bernstein and Holmes show when he really gets into the X's and O's of it. But he talked about how Darryl Taylor is noticeable just because he's explosive out of his stance. And he is. Number 52, Darryl Taylor. And he even kind of gave the other side of that, and that is Jervon Dexter, who Big Ant was saying that he's not as explosive out of the stance, like in the classic, and I know I'm veering off into three technique here now, but he's not as explosive as maybe the prototype three technique. But Darryl Taylor had himself a game. Hello, Darryl. Good to have you here. Daniel Hardy, good for Daniel Hardy, man. Like, such a good preseason, makes the team, blocks a punt, and just was very present on special teams. I like the way Daniel Hardy plays. I feel like he could end up being that guy for the Bears. Like, I don't know if he'll ever make an actual, like, huge impact defensively, but he might. And, like, if he finds these places where he can stay and play and thrive in the NFL, those guys are always very popular in locker rooms and for fans. So just circle Daniel Hardy. Jonathan Owens ended up being the beneficiary on that play. Jonathan Owens scoop and score. Look what I got. And then DeAndre Carter, 66-yard return. He ends up having to be put in two spots yesterday that he wasn't necessarily going to be participating in. He ended up being the kick returner because Velus Jones Jr. gets botches the kickoffs, they're like, okay, because we know what happens. Once Velus Jones Jr. starts to fumble, he continues to fumble, like, in the same game. So, okay, one thing the coaching staff has learned, get him out. We're not going to do the whole, let's get his confidence back up and put him back in there. So in came DeAndre Carter, and he also was very present as a wide receiver. So good for DeAndre Carter to make himself versatile. That's the way that man makes the football team. So, 312-644-6767 is the number. I just think it's important to give a little bit of love to the defense because we're all so justifiably hyper-focused on what's going on with the offense that we lose track of the fact that Bears won the damn game. It's because the defense played spectacularly after the first two quarters, that is. I should be a little bit more specific. But, yeah, it just – I think everybody – felt the same yesterday about that game. I mean, it's when they're down big, it's like, oh man, what the hell is going on here? And you really just don't know how to take it. Just because, again, all the hype leading up to the start of the NFL season is always immense. And the Bears fans, there was booing yesterday at Soldier Field. And this is, I think, what, the last 3 years now? The home opener, there's been booing at Soldier Field for the Bears. It's not good. It's, you know, in that regard. But yeah, yesterday they make the comeback. It's a thrilling game. I think the people there totally and completely appreciated a terrific crowd at Soldier Field. But everybody just wants to see offense. You've been waiting forever to see it. It's still not there after one game, but I think everybody felt a certain way despite having won the game. And guess what? That win right there, that's going to feel a lot better later down the road when hopefully the Bears are vying for a playoff spot. And we probably, by next week, at the end of the game, we will have forgotten about what actually happened in this win for the Bears. So, I mean, I think that all of that part exists to this. But I hope that you can have a little bit of perspective on this game and that it is game one and that a win definitely is a win. So that is something that is acceptable. From the 815, Mark, not hearing much about Darnell Wright. What's your view on his performance so far? And did you get to try an Odunze dog yesterday? No. I got to be honest, I was not aware of the Odunze dog, but maybe I usually take a spin through the concourse in the pregame, so maybe I'll see if I can get a sneak preview on some of that. Darnell, I would say it was a really rough day for the interior of the offensive line yesterday. Some definite problems with Coleman Shelton, the Ryan Bates rotation with Nate Davis. We'll address all of that on this show between now and the end of it. But Darnell Wright seemed to be okay. I thought Braxton Jones was okay. It was just those three guys in the middle and just a lot going on with the offensive line right now. More than should be going on with the offensive line right now. But it is all occurring. And like I said, we're going to dig into more of that as the night goes on here on The Score. Again, 312-644-6767 is the number. Let us go to the phones here. And let's start with, how about John in LaGrange? Hello, John, you're on The Score.
That's me.
What up, man?
Nice to talk to you, buddy.
You too.
Why aren't we like talking more about the rush? That bothers me more than anything.
The running game, as you're saying, like how bad the running game was. Let's talk about that. I mean, it was not good. Now Roshon Johnson didn't play, but DeAndre Swift didn't do much. Velus Jones didn't do much. Khalil Herbert didn't do much. Yeah, I mean, there really wasn't. Let me think about this. I mean, I guess DJ Moore would be the redeemable part of the offense this week. I was just trying to think, was there anything that you can look at and say that's a positive from the offense? A couple of throws by Caleb Williams. But yeah, the way DJ Moore played, DJ Moore had a nice little run play as well, which I asked him about in the locker room that you'll hear a little bit later on. But yeah, I don't really think that there was anything redeeming at all for the offense in this game. Yeah. And the Velus, I don't really know what to say about the Velus Jones thing anymore. I think I've switched, because I think I used to, you know, put my sports anger towards Velus Jones. Like, look what he did. He fumbled again. And this is squarely on the Bears. Squarely on the Bears. They drafted him in the third round, the first, you know, offensive player that Ryan Poles drafts is Velus Jones Jr. And now they have continued to, this is the third year in a row now, where they have continued to insist on putting him on the field. So it falls squarely on the Bears, and who knows what happens. I do feel bad for him, because Velus Jones is a good dude who, at least he comes across as a really good dude, who has been given opportunity after opportunity now, it feels like, that he doesn't necessarily deserve. But, what, he's going to turn that down? So, and then, you know, what seemed like a nice little story on Hard Knocks about the Bears not wanting to trade Velus Jones for a fourth-round pick and all the offensive guys going to bat for him, it does. It makes me shake my head a little bit right now. So now it's not on – you know what Velus is. So now it's on the Bears to figure out exactly how to handle that situation. 312-644-6767. Got to take a break. When we return, we're going to bring in a friend of the show, Trey Wingo, as he's hosting a new show that I'm going to tell you about when we come back. But you know Trey Wingo from ESPN all those years. We're going to talk NFL with him and the Bears. And look, he was one of the people that thought the Bears should keep Justin Fields. So always, you know, look at it from that viewpoint, from that base, when we talk to Trey Wingo, which we will do next. I'm Mark Grody. This is The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's about a 50% fail rate for first-round picks. Literally about a 50% fail rate. And if you've taken a guy in the first round, he's got to check some boxes, right? He's got to be a certain size. He's got to have a certain wingspan. He's got to have a certain 40 time. He's got to have a certain three-cone shuttle. He's got to have big hands if he's a quarterback. So if it doesn't work out, the scouting department can say to the GM, he had all these things. It was supposed to work.
Right.
That's why there's so many great players that get drafted in the second and third and fourth round, because they kind of get off the ticking the boxes thing and they just focus on the damn tape.
That's Trey Wingo right there. We're going to talk to him in a second.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Mark Grody on The Score. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority as we continue to break down this very confusing, conflicting Bears 24-17 win over Tennessee. I am up here until the start of the Cubs game. Tonight, the Cubs begin that road trip in L.A. against the mighty Dodgers. Pre-game coverage is coming up at 8:35. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the first pitch at 9:10 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Good time now to bring in our friend of the show, friend of the radio station, Trey Wingo, who is now hosting the DraftKings NFL pregame show. What's going on, Trey? How are you, man?
Mark, always good to talk to you. Yeah, very much excited about this new show, the Pregame Power Up on DraftKings Network. We just finished our first show. That's going to be every Monday and Thursday night, 5 to 6 Chicago time on DraftKings Network, so check it out.
Yeah, and as always, Trey Wingo, the Alternate Routes podcast, which we always talk about, is a terrific podcast. I recommend it. You should check it out. Trey Wingo doing the Pregame Power Up and the Alternate Routes podcast. Trey, about that 50% fail rate, should people be panicking in Chicago because Caleb Williams had a bad day yesterday?
No, and they shouldn't have freaked out on a couple of runs at how good he thought he was. It's going to take time. Like, you know, the good news is the Bears won the game. And Caleb Williams is the first rookie quarterback taken number one overall since David Carr to have his team win in their debut. But remember, David Carr went on to get sacked, 77 times that year? So,
yeah, I mean, he really never recovered from that, I don't think.
Correct. The positive news is the Bears won the game, and Caleb Williams didn't have to carry the team to the win. Like, I've said this all along, Mark, and I think I've said it with you on this show before. I don't think a rookie quarterback taking number one overall has ever walked into a better situation than the situation Caleb Williams walks into. That defense is a top 10, maybe top 5, and he has weapons galore in DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, Roman Dunze, and DeAndre Swift. It's just going to take some time. You know, everyone freaks out in preseason, and I had people that I know that I respect and love tell me Bo Nix had it in the preseason. Well, it did not come to Seattle. Okay, so it's you know, it's a process, and these kids like there's a reason it's so rare to find a Mahomes or a Josh Allen who struggled his first couple of years. It takes time. Caleb has all the talent and all the weapons around him. It just didn't really show on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a bitch when it doesn't make it, man. I mean, we've all been there when it does not make it. Yeah, no, I do want to get into some of the NFL at large as well. But you brought up the fact that Caleb Williams comes into a perfect situation with the receivers that he has, as you mentioned, and the defensive part, and that's the part I want to focus on. Like, there's obviously in Chicago really, really high standards for defense. And I've been pushing back against anybody who calls the Bears defense a top five defense. I'm like, nah, more like top 10, 11, something in that area, because they don't really get to the quarterback. But the part that I should take into account more, and I wonder if you agree with this, is it's really hard to be a good defense nowadays in the NFL just because of what offenses have become. So should I grade them that way? And do you agree with that, that we should be impressed with? Good is good if you're a defense in the NFL.
Look, I think the one thing we knew from week one is that offenses are a little behind defenses, right? You go across the board, and outside of the Ravens with Lamar and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and the Saints against a terrible team, the Carolina Panthers, offenses struggle for the most part. So, you know, offense takes a little more time. But this Bears defense is good enough to give this rookie quarterback time to ease into a very good situation. That's the best way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. And, yeah, I'm saying, though, that in you know, where offenses have been over the last decade relative to defenses now, and, you know, there just are not as many dominant or really good defenses that exist now.
You're right, but it's like in baseball, right? Sometimes you see a lot of no-hitters in April because pitching is ahead of hitting. You know, it's the same thing. So sometimes it takes the bats a little time to warm up, and I think it's going to take some time for the offense. Like, there's a lot more complicated levels to things on offense than there is on defense. Like, that's just a fact. And there's a lot more things that go into it. So I think offenses are going to be a little slower, especially with a one less preseason game. And we're, nobody plays in the preseason anymore, really, right, for the most right. part. So this is all really week one is an extension of the preseason. It just counts. That's sort of the way I look at it.
Yeah. Talking to Trey Wingo, hosts the DraftKings NFL pregame show. It's called the Pregame Power Up. Also, the Alternate Routes podcast, Trey Wingo. Just spinning around the NFL a little bit, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing about some of the things that stood out to you this weekend. But I want to ask you about Sam Darnold and the Vikings destroy the Giants 28-6. Sam yep. Darnold, 19 of 24, 208 yards and two TDs. And I just think back, I mean, he falls into that category of the 50% of these highly drafted quarterbacks that kind of fail to be what we thought Sam Darnold was going to be. But I do wonder if a guy like him could become like a Jared Goff type of guy, you know, like something
Darnold?
Like that. Yeah, like, do you think that he's a guy that could be good again?
Well, look, Goff was actually good with the Rams when he had a really good team around him. He went to a Super Bowl. They only scored 33 points in that game. I understand that. But, you know, Goff was the quarterback of that team that beat the Chiefs in that epic Monday night game, 54-51. Like,
yeah.
You know, he showed it. Like, the problem for Sam is, and some of that was the team he was with, the Jets, which is why I'm not all in on the Jets, because historically the Jets are terrible. And Aaron Rodgers' fourth play last season was a season-ending injury. The fourth play this season was a turnover. So, you know, the Jets find a way to screw it up historically. Like Darnold could be, I think Darnold could be good. I don't know if he's ever going to be great, but I think Darnold with a good team around him, and you know, they played a terrible team in the Giants. The Giants and I think the Panthers are going to fight it out for being on the clock when it's all said and done. There are two teams that are really bereft of talent, when we really look at it. So, it's, you know, you can look into a little bit of Sam Darnold, but understand who he was playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, Daniel Jones threw the ball 42 times and only ended up with 186 yards on the day. So the Vikings 1-0. Patriots beat the Bengals 16-10. Jacoby Brissett 15 of 24, 121. Do you agree with the idea of starting Brissett over Drake May?
I do, because I, Gerard Mayo, to his credit, realized he gives us the best chance to win. Like, Drake May's probably going to be the better quarterback going forward, but Jacoby Brissett was the guy that stepped in when Andrew Luck retired a few years ago and did an admirable job for the Colts. Like, Jacoby is one of those guys, like, for four games, he's the perfect backup quarterback. Like,
yes,
literally the perfect backup quarterback. A guy you can plug in for 3 to 4 games and you don't think you're going to lose your entire season. So that's what I love most about Jacoby Brissett. But if I'm the Bengals, I'm a little concerned. I had a friend of mine who I trust really, really well, who's an in-depth guy in the NFL. And I just had this feeling about Cincinnati that something wasn't right. And I said, hey, am I wrong here? And he said, no, what I hear, the vibe in the building is terrible.
Really?
And, you know, they didn't pay Jamar Chase. They had to get rid of Boyd. They didn't pay Higgins either because they thought they were going to pay Jamar Chase. Well, why haven't they paid Jamar Chase yet? The template's there. I mean, the Justin Jefferson deal, the CeeDee Lamb deal. I mean, it's really pretty simple. And then they go out and lay an egg. And Joe Mixon, who they let go, had 30 carries for, 130 yards for the Houston Texans?
Yep.
There was no physicality in that Cincinnati Bengals offense. And everyone raved about how big their tackles are. Well, I mean, they didn't get much done. Those huge offensive linemen. So I'm concerned that this is the year it might all fall apart for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow. Well, I guess as long as they have that quarterback, they'll all, you know, Joe Burrow, even if it does fall apart this year, that can quickly be rebuilt. So that's the good news if you're right about Cincinnati. Man, I can't, like, talk about a conflicting athlete, Deshaun Watson. The Cowboys beat the Browns 33-17. the Watson, 24-45, 162, two picks, one TD. What's happened to this guy?
Yeah, what happened to him is that he's drowned in a morass of things across the off the field. He's being sued for another lawsuit now for sexual assault and battery allegations, of course, we have to say. But the Browns paid him to be the quarterback he was in 2017 through 2020 for the Houston Texans. He hasn't come close to that. And people will say, well, the Cowboys had a good pass rush and the Browns offensive line is not great. Okay, it's not a one-off, right? Like, this is what he's been ever since he came back from the 11-game suspension a couple of years ago for the Browns. They made the playoffs last year when he got hurt, and Joe Flacco rescued them and took them to the postseason. Deshaun Watson is not who the Browns thought he was. Like the old Denny Green line, they are who we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
No, Deshaun Watson is not who they thought he was. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing they can do about it. His cap hit for the next two seasons, no matter what, is $72 million.
Oh, man.
It's the worst contract in the history of the NFL by a mile.
Close.
It's not close. Oh. And they have to look at starting Jameis Winston. Give one example, just so you know. Yesterday, he went 0 for 10 on throws 15 or more yards down the field. Why is that significant? That's the worst percentage since we started keeping track of that stat in 2006.
Oh, my God.
His best downfield completion was to CeeDee Lamb, who was on the sidelines when he overthrew a wide receiver.
Yeah, that is just a sports disaster. It really is. Like they're right. Like Cleveland deserves better. Like they do. They probably should make a move. Last game that I want to ask you about, and then if there's anything that you want to jump in on in terms of what stood out to you in the NFL. But what about the Texans? The Bears are going to see both the Texans and Colts in the next 2 weeks. Texans beat the Colts 29-27. C.J. Stroud 24-32, 234 and two TDs. But Anthony Richardson, I think, is the guy that I'm more interested in because, you know, I don't know if he's going to be good or not. But wow, 9 of 19, 212 and two TDs. The wow is for the two TDs. One's a 60-yard pass. The other's a 54-yard pass. What did you think of that game and those quarterbacks?
Well, he has what I like to call arm arrogance, right? Mm. Like there are a few guys that can just wing it, and like Aaron Rodgers is one of them, Josh Allen's one of them, Patrick Mahomes is one of them. There are a few guys who just like, F it, that guy's open somewhere. And like the 60-yard touchdown pass to Pierce was an example of that. And that's great. That's great. However, you said 9 of 19 for 200-plus yards. More than half of those yards came on two throws.
Sure.
And if you want to be a successful NFL quarterback and a consistently good NFL quarterback, those throws are there once or twice a game. If you hit them, great. It's the other throws that make you great. It's the third down and four. Can you hit the guy in the flat? It's, you know, second and 12 when you're behind the sticks and you get 6 yards on second down to put up a manageable third down. We have not seen that yet from Anthony Richardson. He has physical talent out the wazoo. He has an arm like a cannon. We saw it on those two throws. But it's the other stuff. As Robert Downey said in the original Sherlock Holmes movie, of the many he did, more often than not, it's the little things that matter the most. Mm-hmm. And the little things are the things that Anthony Richardson has yet to perfect.
Ah, yes, yes. I mean, he's a specimen. Just got to work him into a quarterback, and obviously he's got the ability to make explosive plays. Could still be dangerous down the road. Trey, anything else that stood out to you this week in the NFL that we haven't covered?
Just more importantly, how slow offenses are. You know, you look at the passing yards and all this kind of stuff, and it's going to take a while. Everyone loves more regular season games and less practice in the offseason, except coaches and developmental guys. It sells tickets. It makes more money for the league. But unless you're a veteran team with a lot of veteran players, you are going to be slow out of the block. And, if the Jets don't win tonight, they will be the only team in the AFC that didn't win week one. And I'm not sure many people thought that would be the case. the Bengals have to go into Kansas City next week. That's no cakewalk now. You know, the Chiefs are going to have to be well-rested with the extra time, and Andy Reid's record off the bye is whenever he has more time to prepare, is one of the best in the history of the NFL. I think that Cincinnati might be in a little bit of trouble.
Oh man, that is something. Trey, always great to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking a little bit of time with us tonight. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Mark, anytime. Always a pleasure, and thanks for helping us pump up the pregame power up on DraftKings.
Absolutely, man. You know I got you.
Brother, appreciate it. Take care.
Yep, take care. That's Trey Wingo, as he said. He is hosting the DraftKings NFL pregame show, pregame power-up, and the Alternate Routes podcast as well. Sounded like he was at a trumpet festival.
Was he in an elevator?
You're right, Alex Kuhn. It did have like background elevator. I mean, it seemed like he needed to get back to it, though. Whatever it was, it definitely.
Well, I think the show was done, but maybe like there was something going on in the studio, or you never know. You're in a studio sometimes, Mark.
Did you have the feeling he was in a studio? I had a feeling he was outside. It sounded
maybe
very like suburban festival, like there's people partying in a gazebo or something like that. And he's out there with family and enjoying a nice night. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll jump on the air with Grody. We'll talk for a little while. And then he has to get back to the trumpets.
Yeah, he gets off the show and just goes to a festival. Trey Wingo, always appreciative of the arts.
Hey, we are winding down this summer here. I mean, that's why you see that it's the last gasp that's going on. Like, if you still see hordes of people downtown right now, it's because everybody is getting their summer on for the it's last call. Like, it's coming, man. Winter is a coming. The cold stuff, like, we started to feel some of that at the Bears game, man. I mean, yesterday it was kind of cool, crisp, fall-ish. So all of it's starting to come. So everybody wants to get that one last breath of the beautiful weather before things turn terribly, terribly cold. Bears beat Tennessee 24-17. We're going to continue to talk about it. This is a good time to text if you would like. Seeing lots of good texts tonight. And I know that we had to let some callers go because we brought in Trey Wingo. If you'd like to jump in, come on in. 312-644-6767. Top of the hour, too. It will be my pleasure to take you through the Chicago Bears locker room. But your calls and your texts, and I'll be talking about the Bears in just a few minutes right here on The Score.
This is the biggest thing we learned from this experience, right? In my opinion, okay? Instead of in the halftime, what was different about this team, okay, compared to other teams I've been around, all right, was there was a lot of complaining and stuff like that. In those old locker rooms, it wasn't like that. It was, we got this. Yeah. We got this.
Yeah, we know who we are, fellas.
And looking each other in the eye and saying that, we got this.
My reporter antennas go up when I hear Matt Eberflus say the complaining in those other locker rooms. Oh? Who were the complainants in those other locker rooms? It's possible he wasn't talking about the Bears locker room, but I think he was. Oh, I do. As Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus. Hey, man, the Bears defense had trouble finishing at times last year, so good for them. I mean, they were outstanding after the second half. 312-644-6767 is the number. 773. Stop baiting him, Grody. He's not biting. I don't know if the texter is referring to my I assume it's the Trey Wingo conversation, but was it because I started with the 50% failure rate, that the soundbite that Alex Kuhn played coming out of it?
Maybe that was my bad. I was baiting, I guess.
No, that's okay. That's the stuff, man. Like I said, that's the base from which Trey Wingo comes, and he's done his own research and work on it, and he is one who is not necessarily skeptical of Caleb Williams per se, but just skeptical of, like I know some of you guys are too, of having given up on Justin Fields. And some people believe that they could have collected even more assets for Justin Fields or had the assets that Caleb Williams has now. So, yeah, no, I get that. I disagree. I think this quarterback, Caleb Williams, is going to be really good. Hard to deny, though, the failure rate to which Trey Wingo has referred and the base point from which we come. So no shame in that, Alex. It's all good, man. It's all good. He's right, though, about defense. It is right now, enjoy it, I suppose. The defense is ahead of the offense, but that's a blip. That's a if it was true, like if that actually lasted, that would be a revelation. This is we all know this is about offense. That's why sometimes I have to check myself when I'm hard on the Bears defense and I try to define myself what a top five defense looks like. Although I still don't consider them top five defense, but maybe they can get there. After all that, yes, they can still get there. But I don't think they're there yet. Let's grab a call. We've got Wayne. Wayne is in West Lafayette. What's cooking, Wayne?
Hey, big buddy, Grody, old buddy. How you doing, my friend?
Oh man, I'm doing well. How about you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
The Bears. I'll tell you what, they can really fool you sometimes. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm awful glad that you were with them while they had a few tough times there the past couple, 3 years. And now
yeah.
They're starting to come around, and it's starting to be really good for you. And I'm awful happy about that for you.
Oh, thanks,
Wayne. So I know you've had to put up with a lot past couple of years, but a couple, 2 or 3 years. And I'm just glad they went in at halftime and figured something out this time. A lot of times the past few years, they go in at halftime, and they come out, and they're even worse. And so, I think the defense saw that Kale was having a little bit of a rough time, so they just decided to step it up a few notches, buddy. And I'm awful proud of them. And they're not quite the monsters of the '85 Bears yet, but they're getting there. They're on the road, buddy. And don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they're gonna. I for one, Wayne, with all due respect, I retired from comparing Bears defenses to the 1985 Bears. It just never works. You know what I'm saying, man? Wayne is gone. Wayne, have a great night. You are absolutely the best. And by the way, I'm glad that Wayne brought that up, like the broadcaster sympathy he was giving me, which I appreciate. Thank you, Wayne. And like saying, oh, man, poor Grody, you out there, you can't get, you're not enjoying this too much. Well, no, the dirty little secret is, and this goes for everybody in this business, I guarantee. Like let's, for instance, let's the Chicago White Sox. I promise you that even though they're like Len Casper is probably not enjoying the fact that the White Sox have had a historically bad season. Trust me, man, doing these jobs, like there's no, nobody needs to feel bad for us. It's all part of it. And it's still good even when it's bad. You know what I'm saying? You're still doing these jobs, and eventually even the White Sox will be good again. But I always appreciate Wayne calling. He is the goods. He brings good vibes to the show. And doing what I guess we need to do more of again, is praise the defense and then just kind of wonder where the offense is. For the 815, you need to get Olin on your show and tell you how bad the offensive line performed and give the kid a chance. Where were the tight ends in the game as well? Well, guess what? I just happen to have. We have time for this, Alex? Or did I wait too long to do this? We'll do it on the other side. Tell you what I'm going to do here. First thing I will play, coming right out at 8 o'clock, you will hear from Olin Krutz and what he has to say about the offensive line. And then I will tell you what I have to say about the Bears' offensive line. And then I'm going to take you inside the Bears locker room for what I thought was the most interesting sound. I mean, there's so much to talk about and so much, from Caleb Williams and Matt Eberflus at the podium. Sometimes it takes a while to get to the locker room stuff. I got some good stuff that I want to share with you guys. And calls are, we're open, 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on that. I'm Mark Grody. Be back in a few here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You just got to really stop that penetration. You can't get on the quarterback that fast. And, when you do that, that play's going to be okay. And, again, he tried to evade the sack and tried to move around. It was just on him too fast. And we'll get that cleaned up.
And then that was that for Nate Davis. After that atrocious sack that Caleb Williams took and the offensive line to some degree enabled, and Nate Davis, guilty. We'll talk more about the offensive line here in just a second. I'm Mark Grody here with you up until
8:30, the start of the Cubs and Dodgers. Going to take you into the Bears locker room here in just a second. Hear from some of the players, some of what I thought was the most interesting, provocative stuff out of the Bears locker room after a 24-17 win over Tennessee. And, yeah, I do have my eye on, what is this? Is this Monday Night Football? My head is spinning with all the football games, man. There's Thursday Night Football. We had Sunday Night Football. We had Wednesday. We had Friday Night Football because of the Brazil game. Like, it's unbelievable. It's like the NFL dream. Just keep it coming, man. Just keep that faucet on. So, yes, I've confirmed this is Monday Night Football, and the Jets are leading San Francisco 7-6. That game in the second quarter. I'll keep you up to date on that. Don't worry. I gotcha. Or turn this to watch it on your screen and listen to me. Because guess what? Guess what? I am this commercial free, ladies and gentlemen. Commercial free till 8:28 tonight. Is when I will right about when I will stop talking. But we made the decision. We're gonna just keep this thing open. So if you want to jump in, if you'd like to participate, I'm game for that. 312-644-6767 is the number. I'll keep an eye on the text line as well. We're going to hear from Olin Krutz in a second. Also, 670 The Score and Circa Sports Illinois are teaming up to celebrate the start of football season this Thursday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Bernstein, Holmes, Rahimi, and the afternoon show will be doing their shows live from the Lake Street Plaza at Prudential. There will be food trucks, games, and more throughout the day. That's this Thursday from 10 to 6 with The Score and Circa Sports Illinois. You could all see that the offensive line struggled in yesterday's game, but let's get real about it. Let's get specific about it with somebody who played the game at a Pro Bowl level with Pro Bowls to prove it. That'd be Olin Krutz, who is a regular on The Score and part of our pre- and post-game coverage on Sundays and Mondays. And whenever those games occur, Olin is talking about him, but we know that he specializes in the offensive line. So here's what he had to say this morning on the Mully and Haw Show on The Score.
They struggled yesterday, right? I think everyone saw that Coleman Shelton now went up against Tavondre Carter. I heard you guys talking about Tavondre swept. I heard you guys talking about that on the show earlier this morning, how tough of a block he was. And we had Keith Bullock on the pregame show in the morning, and he told us how Tavondre Sweat absolutely dominated Lloyd Cushenberry in camp, which had me worried going into the game because I had saw that in the pregame. I'd watched him at University of Texas, and I was a little worried about him. Anyway, we didn't see Jeffrey Simmons. He was out for five games at the end of last year. He didn't play at all at preseason. So I thought to myself, man, if this guy dominated Lloyd Cushenberry in camp, right, what's he going to do to Coleman Shelton in this game and with Jeffrey Simmons back? And that's exactly kind of what happened. Now, it wasn't just Coleman Shelton, now, guys. He was beating the hell out of Tevin Jenkins, too, right? So he beat him a lot. You know, on the first pass that you would say Caleb Williams missed, Tavondre Sweat ran over Tevin Jenkins in the middle of the line there and put pressure on Caleb Williams. So he was just a handful for the inside three of the Chicago Bears yesterday. So watching that game, you're hoping that it was just they went against this elite defensive line on the inside, and you're hoping they have a bounce back game coming up here against the Texans. But they struggled inside. Obviously, you don't want to keep changing your right guard. If you're playing two right guards, it means you don't have one right guard, right? They would try to run, I think it was like a boot screen to the left when Caleb took that 19-yard sack, and Nate Davis kind of just runs by Tavondre Carter, who crossed. They call it a return stunt. He crossed across Coleman Shelton's face, and I got to be honest with you, if I'm an O-line coach on the sideline, I see that kind of effort on the play, I might go to my backup right guard also.
Wow, great stuff from Olin Krutz on the Mully and Haw Show. And, yeah, again, guilty party, Nate Davis. And if you're not going to trust Olin Krutz, who are you going to trust when it comes to the offensive line? Yeah, I thought the stuff about, I think that, you know, I was hearing the same things out of Tennessee, not exactly a secret. But Tavondre Sweat, the kid he was talking about, the nose tackle from Texas, like Olin was saying, the word in camp was that he was just manhandling Lloyd Cushenberry, who is their center, who's a big, big money guy. I mean, this is a pretty, like, when you talk about talent on and offensive line, it's pretty good. Like J.C. Latham, the left tackle, number 7 overall pick out of Alabama. Peter Skoronski as well. I mean, I think he's going to be good, even if he had a rough day yesterday. And Lloyd Cushenberry. I mean, the other side of the offensive line, not quite as good. But, yeah, they got some guys there for sure. But, yeah, I mean, I'll be looking forward to watching the development of Tavondre Sweat's career. But I'd say look out. Look out. It might be fun to watch this guy. He might be next in some regard. So circle that guy. There was some real stuff going on with Tennessee. 312-644-6767 is the number. I'm Mark Rohde. Let's take some of these calls here before I take you through the Bears locker room. And again, we're commercial free, until 8:28 tonight. Let's start with Lee from Roscoe Village. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Hey, you know, there's a few things on this team they got to quit doing. One of them is their offensive line is always suspect. I mean, you're only as good as your front four. That's all there is to it. And until we can give the quarterback more time, like you've heard a million times, the quarterback's not going to look that good. And another thing is, why can't they say, hey, if you guys can't, you coaches can't coach your players up and have them in like the top 5 offensive lines in football, you're not going to have a job, you know, and you don't got to wait all year to watch it. You have somebody ready to come in if they have to halfway through the season, because we go through this every year. That you wait till the end of the season, they fire somebody, and they hire somebody you never heard of. And it's just year after year. So I'm hoping that they can break out of whatever they're thinking and start doing things that are original. If you can't get your receivers in the top 5, if you can't get your defense top 5, which I think they are, offensive line, same thing. When you do that, you're going to have a good team.
Absolutely. And yeah, right. Right now it is not settled on the offensive line. That's for sure. And I don't know what they originally foresaw. We had a decent idea of what they had envisioned for the Bears offensive line. I think it was early on, at least, the plan was to have Ryan Bates be the center, even though in most practices and OTAs and training camp, until Ryan Bates was injured, they had stayed pretty fairly loyal to a rotation, which they said that they were going to do. But eventually, you know, obviously that goes to Coleman Shelton. And then it really all comes down to Nate Davis. Bears came into the season clearly knowing that it can't be like last year with Nate Davis. They have to be ready on the spot with something different. If they feel like they're going to get out of Nate Davis what they did and didn't get out of him last year. So I think that was the number one thing when it came to the offensive line, that we better have somebody who can do this job. You know, who's it going to end up being? And you know, it we didn't get much clarification today from Matt Eberflus in terms of the offensive line and if the rotation will continue. I think I might have that. Yeah, you know what? This is a cut I put together earlier. Matt Eberflus, this encompasses what's going on with the rotation at right guard with Nate Davis and Ryan Bates, and is that something that is going to continue to occur? And then you'll also hear me ask about Coleman Shelton, the center, and if that continues into the future. So here's Matt Eberflus.
I mean, those guys, like I said yesterday, we're working through, you know, in the training camp. They've been rotating, we're going to look at it this week, and we'll see where it is. Both guys have played guard a long time, and both are proficient at the job, so we'll see where it goes this week.
Well, I guess my question is there a point where you want one guy to be there so you can have everybody in? You know, is there a point where you want that? Where you want one?
Well, yeah, you always want your 5 to be, you know, all pros and sitting there solid, you know, solid and making sure they're good. But again, situations are different. You know, those guys have been competing in there, and we're going to let that play out.
You indicated that basically said the right guard position is still a work in progress. Is that the same for center, or is Coleman Shelton the guy?
Coleman's been in there, and he's done a good job of directing traffic and operating in there. And I know he had a couple plays where he gave up a couple pressures yesterday, and he wished he had those plays back. But again, we're going to get better every single week.
That is not a commitment for anybody on the offensive line, or at least between center and right guard. And we'll see at right guard. And then it was not a full-on, yes, Coleman Shelton is the guy. He is the guy, I believe, is what he said. He's got me there. He is the guy. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he will be the guy or that the Bears want him to be the guy. I'm not saying I don't think Coleman Shelton, like, you can't resurrect him and make him a good center after one game. I'll stick to that. You know, if I'm going to tell you guys that Caleb Williams is still going to be really good, even though you saw him be really bad yesterday, I will say the same thing for Coleman Shelton. I'm not ready to flush him yet just because he had a rough game, nor Nate Davis for that matter. Nor Ryan Bates or anybody who Tevin Jenkins, Darnell Wright, you know, I'd never let Tevin Jenkins go. But it's just something that I thought was worthy of drilling down on. Let's go to Pat from Grand Rapids. We have lost Pat. Pat wanted to talk about Caleb Williams, and who doesn't want to talk about Caleb Williams? Let me, if I may, I would love to take you into the Bears locker room, because there's always like some, you get good days and bad days sometimes in the locker rooms, but you always get a few things that will stand out. And for me, I talked about it at the beginning of the show. DeMarcus Walker might have been the MVP of the game, if we are to believe, and you best believe that the defense won the game, then DeMarcus Walker had a lot to do with it. Specifically, you know what? It's all going to be covered in this interview that I'm about to do here with DeMarcus Walker. I was with some other reporters, but I pulled my questions here to him. DeMarcus Walker, by the way, per Pro Football Focus, DeMarcus Walker, a rating of 76.1. Very good. Highest rated on the Bears defensive line. So really good day. And I took the microphone up to DeMarcus Walker, and here's how it sounded.
You were a big part of why the two interceptions occurred. Tyreek Stevenson, you had the pressure there. Jalen Johnson play. How rewarding is that?
I mean, it's just a lot of hard work, you know what I'm saying? And I just applaud, you know, my teammates, you know, for pushing me, you know, getting me better. We all just, you know, having this camaraderie. And, you know, I'm thankful to be able to be a part of this team.
How kind of relieving is it for you to be here, to be healthy, unlike last year where you were slow out of the gates and then this game you impacted big time?
I mean, honestly, it was very humbling, you know what I'm saying? I had to be able to, you know, control. The biggest thing was getting to the season healthy. And obviously we had a hard camp, you know, but I was able to battle it out. And, you know, obviously, you know, with some issues in practice, I just think, you know, thank God for my staff for, you know, helping me get available here. And then just continue working, you know what I'm saying? A lot of extra hours putting in to be able to, you know, get to this moment, a lot of hard work. So it's something to build off of, you know, be able to build off, you know, rushing outside and inside, you know.
You also blew up a play, I think it was the second drive on a third down. Is it nice to have impact early and then late in a game? Is that particularly rewarding for somebody who does what you do?
Yeah. I actually had a lot of work with Dez Walker, you know, and, you know, he basically told me that to where, you know, start fast. So getting able to, you know, have the momentum, you know, getting chomping at a bit early so we can get guys rolling and get myself rolling and just continue building off this.
DeMarcus Walker right there, for whatever it's worth, he definitely gets my MVP. Now, keep doing that. That's what I would say for DeMarcus Walker. Let's keep doing that. He, you know, he had been questionable on the injury report before the game. Said, you know, that they, obviously you heard him talking about getting him into shape and getting him ready for this game. Hopefully he is good to go, and just keep doing that. You know, even if he's not the one getting to the quarterback, that's all right. That's for Daryl Taylor and his strip sack and his two sacks on the night. If he's impacting games like that, man, I'll take that, because that's where my eyes were on those plays. I mean, you know, of course Tyreek Stevenson was undeniable out there, as was Will Levis. But man, it's he was a big time disruptor out there, was DeMarcus Walker. Moving on through the locker room, my next stop is with Bears star wide receiver DJ Moore.
Will you describe that win for us?
Come back. Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, nice. Nice.
To the defense, so they had a heck of a game.
LL Cool J game.
Yeah, it was. Don't call it a comeback, and shout out to them. We had a little bit of struggles, and they picked it up along with special teams. We're going to get going, though.
Some of the guys were saying, hey, some days the defense is going to do it, and then there's going to be another game where the offense rules the day. Is that kind of the way you look at it with the offense and defense?
Yeah, and then and when we all play together, offense, defense, special teams, can be a scary thing when it all come together.
Do you have to factor in the fact that Caleb Williams is seeing defense with bad intentions for fourth straight quarters, which he has yet to see in his life? I mean, is that a factor?
It shouldn't be. You know, it's football, so every defense is going to have bad intentions against us as an offense, so that can't be the issue.
How'd you like running the ball? It looked like you were following your blocker real well. Like you came to a halt, it seemed like.
It was fun. I'm going to trust the tight ends. I think I put my hand on Cole, and it made the DB look a little silly, so that was fun.
I like that. I love that, because that was like that caught my eye too, watching from the press box and watching DJ. I think it was a 10-yard run, and he just like I said to him in the interview, it was like he had stopped. I mean, he's not the first person to have done that, where guys are wholly dependent on the big guys. Why not use them? I mean, you basically got a screen game going right there. Like those guys, that's what you do. Just kind of give them a nice, just kind of hold loosely onto their shirt and then make your move. And that's what DJ Moore did. And, you know, even though he wasn't as productive as he usually is relative to everybody else, DJ Moore was being DJ Moore for sure. It really is, though. And I like this is, you know, sometimes I think like it's okay. Like overreaction, you know, week is an actual thing, but you know, there are only 17 games, and the Bears season was destroyed basically in the first 4 weeks last year when the Bears started 0-4. So I think that there is some justification when we look at things and we are very critical of things that are going wrong that need to get better quickly. And not only did I want to see Caleb Williams perform. Like, everybody kind of wanted the magic. You know what I mean? Even though I was warning people saying it's probably not going to be pretty to start, everybody wants that. Like, I sat down there in the press box. All the work is done, and it's time for kickoff, and just watching up there, it's like, okay. And then when Caleb Williams comes out, when he's introduced, I don't know if they showed that on TV, but he comes bouncing out and fist pumping and jumping up. I mean, you had to feel that. I mean, it was awesome. It, like, just feeling that energy, all the anticipation, everything. And then it just, on this day, it didn't look good. But there was that part of me that expected it, but also wanted the magic, and we didn't get it. And I wanted to see Roma Dunze make big plays, and of course Keenan Allen. That was a bad overthrow. Caleb Williams, the one towards that would have been a touchdown, overthrowing him. So yeah, that I would have liked to have seen it, but we will. That's the thing, is we eventually will. Caleb Williams is uber talented and is still going to be really good, if not great, if not elite. I stand by it. I have not been dented by it. One other guy I want you guys to hear from the locker room. Man, I like it, man, when there's a little bit of trash talk going on. And Tyreek Stevenson, they had the pick six yesterday where DeMarcus Walker had basically had his body wrapped around Will Levis. Will Levis tries to pass the ball for some odd reason, and Tyreek Stevenson was the beneficiary of it, and he was talking about it after the game.
I honestly didn't expect him. We was just our main thing was get him off the field, get a ball back to Caleb and let him do his thing. And, you know, if he's going to make dumb decisions like that, we're going to make him pay for it.
Yeah, you're going to make dumb decisions like that, you're going to make him pay for it. So, but I think it was Jeffrey Simmons in the other locker room who, let me see if I can find this puppy. He was taking shots at the at Caleb Williams and the Bears' offense. Well, I don't know if Caleb specifically, just in terms of
he said they didn't do bleep.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't do bleep. I know it was, I think it was Kalen Kaler who here it is. Yes, yes, I knew I'd find it. Kalen Kaler. I asked Titans DT Jeffrey Simmons what he saw from the Bears offense today. Quote, nothing, close quote. He said they kicked three field goals and scored a two-point conversion. They did nothing spectacular. What we got to do is just get the ball. I didn't see nothing spectacular. They didn't do bleep on offense. Too bad the Bears don't get to play Tennessee again. Just like with the words going back and forth. Oh, man. There's always something. It's something about Nashville. They just don't like us in Chicago. And it bleeds over into the players. It started with the Blackhawks. And I don't know what it is. Because I think Nashville's pretty neat. It's a pretty fun place to go. But they just keep blocking us. I don't understand what's going on with those guys. But yeah, just a little bit of trash talk, and I hope you guys enjoyed taking a little spin through the locker room. I like to do that if we have stuff that's actually interesting from in there. And it was interesting because it was just such a, like, the locker room was happy, upbeat, all of that. But everybody was conflicted, but Caleb Williams was, you know, I mean, even though he was perfect at the podium in terms of his demeanor and his stance on the team, you know, they win however you can. 100% Caleb Williams wants to be a lot better than he was, for sure. Duh. I mean, that's pretty obvious. Cubs and Dodgers are coming up. It is the start of a six-game road trip. Walker Buehler against Kyle Hendricks. We're talking about Walker Buehler a little bit earlier, but how about Shohei Ohtani and what he is doing this year and where he might be heading? Homered again last night against Cleveland. It's 46 on the season for him. He also has 46 stolen bases. That's crazy. Worth every penny, this guy. And he's not even pitching yet. First, he would be the first 50-50 guy in ever. You know, with 19 games to go. They got 19 games, so if you're needing a little boost to watch the Cubs game, like if you're like five games out with 20 games to go, Cubs aren't going to make it. It's the Dodgers too. Dodgers are a pretty cool team to watch, obviously. And Shohei Ohtani. I remember when they were like the top tier of the national, you know, Major League Baseball writers last year were all kind of tweeting and in unison saying that Shohei Ohtani is the best player ever. And I was like, that's cray when you think about some of the greats of the past. But, and you know, part of me too was, this guy actually going to stay healthy? He's actually going to live up to the contract? He's phenomenal. And he might be, like, of course it's because of the pitching part, but that, I mean, he is just so explosive and fun to watch. I even just like the way he swings the bat. I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of like a long whip. It's really just, it's nice and is explosive. And as pitchers are finding out, it's rather unstoppable. So Cubs and Dodgers tonight, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's nothing that happened this weekend for the Cubs that they're out of it. It was all beautiful and nice with Anthony Rizzo. It's still those two losses to the Pittsburgh Pirates where they give up the three-run homer. And then the next day, they lose that game, the Tuesday game, 5-3. And then they lose the next game, the final game of the series, 5-0. Ball game. Ball game. Ball game for this show as well. Thanks for hanging out with me for a little while. I appreciate it. Thanks for the calls and the texts. I definitely appreciate it. Great to talk to Trey Wingo. Terrific job by Alex Kuhn producing. We're getting ready to bring you Cubs baseball. Pat, Ron, and Zach will be bringing it to you from Los Angeles next. I'm Mark Grody. I'll talk to you soon on The Score.
The Scores Afternoon Show with Matt Spiegel, 2 to 6.
Jalen Johnson.
When you have a defense that can come alive, that can score, special teams that come alive and score, that can really bring the offense with them, I feel like that's big. I feel like a lot of times you'll see it being one of those things, people say, oh, yeah, it's a defensive game and the score is 10-3. You don't really see too many defensive games that end up being won at 24-17. Overall, just knowing who we are on the defense side of all, that we can change the impact of the game, having the offense just come in and finish.
Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is brought to you by Metro. Tired of feeling the constant stress of driving? It's time to hop on board Metro and get where you're going quickly for less. With a 95% on-time rate and fares for every kind of rider, Metro is your number one option for your daily commute. Metro, drive less and do more.
Chaz Palminteri at Four Winds New Buffalo's Silver Creek Event Center for a Bronx Tale one-man show on Friday, September 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern. See the classic coming-of-age story brought to life in the original one-man show. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. A Bronx Tale one-man show starring Chaz Palminteri live at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo.
Get everything for your next project at Menards. Seal your paint projects with GE Painter's Pro Quick Dry Sealant Caulk. It's perfect for windows, doors, trim, and baseboards, and creates a durable, water-resistant seal. Plus, it's paint-ready in as little as 30 minutes. Save big money on all GE sealants and caulk at Menards, and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, it's Spiegs asking you, could you benefit from a little extra in the bedroom? BlueChew.com can help. Look, BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.